June 25th, 1903. A present help. Ellen G. White. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. These words seem almost beyond the grasp of our faith, yet we are to believe them and act in accordance with them. But we must remember that Christ does not promise to hide with himself in God the humanity of the one who clings to his sinful ways or his self-righteousness. We must take time to pray, and then we must live lives that are in harmony with our prayers, believing that the Lord will answer us. The answer may not come in just the way that we expect, but we may rest assured that the Master knows our every necessity. We are to meet every trial with the words, "Not my will, but God's be done." Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. In Luke, this text is introduced by this illustration. And he said unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves? For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth." Then follows the promise, so full of assurance and hope. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. There is necessity for diligence in prayer. Let nothing hinder you. Make every effort to keep open the communication between Jesus and your own soul. Seek every opportunity to go where prayer is wont to be made. Those who are really seeking for communion with God will be seen in the prayer meeting, faithful to do their duty, and earnest and anxious to reap all the benefits they can gain. They will improve every opportunity of placing themselves where they can receive the rays of light from heaven. We should pray in the family circle. And above all, we must not neglect secret prayer, for this is the life of the soul. In solitude, let the soul be laid open to the inspecting eye of God. Secret prayer is to be heard only by the prayer-hearing God. No curious ear is to hear the burden of such petitions. The soul, free from surrounding influences, free from excitement, calmly reaches out after God. And sweet and abiding will be the influence emanating from him who sees in secret, whose ear is open to hear the prayer arising from the heart. By calm, simple faith, the soul holds communion with God, and gathers to itself rays of divine light to strengthen and sustain it in the conflict with Satan. God is our tower of strength. Pray in your closet, and as you go about your daily labor, let your heart be often uplifted in prayer. It was thus that Enoch walked with God. These silent prayers rise like precious incense before the throne of grace. Satan cannot overcome him whose heart is thus stayed upon God. Although there may be a tainted, corrupted atmosphere around us, we need not breathe its miasma, but may live in the pure air of heaven. We may close every door to impure imaginings and unholy thoughts by lifting the soul into the presence of God through sincere prayer. Those whose hearts are open to receive the support and blessing of God will walk in a holier atmosphere than that of earth, and will have constant communion with heaven. To place ourselves in close connection with Christ by fervent, believing prayer, this is our duty. For our part of the contract, we are responsible. For the rest, we are to trust the one who knows and understands what will best help us in our endeavors to do His will. Let us place ourselves in the line of cooperation with God, making it possible for Him to answer our prayers. He has issued His promissory notes, declaring, "A new heart will I give you." He says that He will be found of those who seek Him with the whole heart. When you lose your hold on Christ, the bank of heaven has not failed, but you have broken your covenant with God. He cannot cover your sin while you continue in sin, refusing to let Him take away your transgression, because you suppose that in disobeying the commands of God, you have placed yourself beyond help. The Lord says, "Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me." Then stop worrying over the troubles that you so often bring upon yourselves, and come like a penitent child to Jesus, confessing your sins. Thus saith the High and Holy One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with Him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And to all such the Savior says, "Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Mrs. E. G. White.